champion, Spice of the East, and soul of the West. It is Culture Shock Radio.
All I'll do is take a bow.
G98.7, the way we groove. Think about you, come on, Raja. Yes, I'm always listening to people because this is the people's station. And I'm your people's champ, DJ Bubba Khan. And we've got him live. Yes, fellas, ladies, fellas. Come on, Raja, you there?
Yeah, bro. What up?
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Pleasure to have you on the show, brother. Everything okay?
Yeah, bro. I'm not. How's you?
Good. You know what? What time is it where you are right now?
6 a.m. almost, bro.
Look at that. See the hustle, people? Hey, you know what? It's a great thing. Come on, when I talk to other artists and I say I have to call them first thing in the morning, sometimes they're like, yo, Bub, that's early. As soon as I spoke to you, you're like, not a problem. In a minute. You had no issues. You were good to go, right?
Bro, I can't sleep, bro. I never sleep. I'm always awake. Walking in my studio, bro. This is the time you can walk slowly in studio. Nobody's disturbing you.
Oh, yes, you're right. Late night is always. There's no one calling you. There's no one bugging you. You can just do your thing. Now, for people who may be sleeping under a rock or just hiding under a rock, you give a bit of background. Now, I was reading a bit about you, and obviously I've known your music for a while. You started at the age of 12 as a dancer. Is that correct? You were a dancer?
Yeah, as a dancer and as a model, yeah. That was my passion at that moment.
Okay, so do you still dance and vibe and do all that stuff to this day, or no?
Yeah, bro, sometimes I try to dance, but that's the old school dance. I can't do the 2014 dance, but yeah, I try to dance. I can do, but not that good anymore.
Okay, so you can't, okay, I get it. So you got some moves, but the crazy stuff isn't there. Okay, listen, so...
I got the Michael Jackson move, you know, that doesn't work anymore.
Hey, listen.
I can do the move.
Basically, you and me could battle it out because that's all I can do. I can do the moonwalk for about 30 seconds and that's it.
I'm coming to Toronto, bro. We're going to do it.
Yes.
We're going to do the battle.
We're going to talk about that. But listen, let's talk a little bit about you. So you were dancing. Then you started working with a record label, working your way up to music. Is that how it happened?
Yeah, man. I was signed in the beginning with Light Enterprise. And then I got then Bollywood Zone bought me from Enterprise and now Universal.
Okay, so you know you've been making your moves. Now this is definitely you have a passion for this music, right? You just love music. I'm getting that sense.
That's true.
But reading and just seeing your vibe, do you produce and write your own music?
Yeah, since now I'm doing it like a year.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't allowed to do it first, but now I'm allowed. So I'm making my music now, mixing my own music, mastering my own music, making my own beats, my own lyrics, my own compositions, everything.
Okay, so good. So listen, is there someone that inspires you musically that to get you in your vibe?
Definitely. I would go for Usher. Definitely Usher. I love Usher.
Okay.
But I love Rahat Fateh Ali Khan at the moment as well.
Oh, yes. I mean, who can't? Who doesn't? Jeez, he's amazing.
Yeah, bro. He's the thing. But I'm going to be honest, bro. Usher does the same as Rahat Fateh Ali Khan, but all in English. Usher is like a English Qawwali guy. He's really good in his lyrics.
Yeah. I mean, I had the pleasure of doing a show and meeting Usher about 5-6 years back. And he's a gentleman.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, I did. I had a pleasure. It was about 5 years back. He did this all-female concert in Toronto. It was interesting, and I got a chance to meet him. He's a really cool guy, just a chill individual. Real quick, hey, what's up? But he seemed chill. He seemed like he was cool to meet everybody. But you know what I mean? That was my opportunity to meet Usher. But true talent, he's been there for a long time. So listen, so you got Usher, you're feeling that vibe, you're doing your thing. What do you got this Urban Daisy thing down packed? I know the ladies love you. I got to big you up, man, because I put you on today, you know, Instagram. You're coming on the show. I was getting hit up on Twitter. I was getting hit up on Instagram. Like, I was like, holy cows, this man has got ladies all over him.
Bro, you know what it is? Every time I look at my Twitter and Instagram, and the guy starts following me. Bro, I do a celebration dance, so there's a guy following me, you know?
I love
just
that.
Just messing around. No. You know, it's all love, bro. It doesn't matter if it's die or so, but it's all love, man.
Listen, man, it's fan support, and you wouldn't be anywhere without the fans, and I can see that you really, truly love your fans, and I know some fans have some questions, and some of them are crazy. I had to ask them, so this is coming from Amna. She asks, Are you going to release a new single before you come to Toronto? And we'll talk about that in a second, but are you planning to release another single before, because I know you just released Lose Control. We'll talk about that one. But any new singles coming up?
I've just released featuring Tranquilo. It's just released 1 week ago, but I got one track coming up as well, and I think it's going to get released before the show in Toronto.
Okay, nice. So that's gonna be a big one. I'm looking forward to that. Now, speaking of Toronto, yours truly, Bubba Khan, Culture Shock, is going to be performing alongside Kamal Raja, and that's going to be, I think that's Friday, May 23rd at the Milton Mela.
Yeah.
Okay, so is this your first time in Toronto?
Definitely the first time, bro. I'm looking forward. I don't even know what to expect. I don't even know if people know me there. So
listen, bro, if I'm putting you on the show and I'm hitting you up, people know you. So don't you worry about that. I'll tell you right now, the ladies know you. Cool. So don't. So if the fellas don't know you, they're going to know you really quickly because their girlfriends are going to be saying, hey, I want to talk to him. So that's going to happen. But don't worry about that. But listen, you're coming here. You're going to be performing here. And I'll tell you, the fans here in T-Dot, and Milton Mela is Milton's a little far out, a little further out from Toronto. But fans here are crazy. The South Asian movement here for fusion and urban desi is phenomenal. These are like the best people on the planet. So
yeah, I've heard a lot about that, but let's see, bro. When I'm gonna come down there, I'm gonna see that, bro. More nice.
Okay, so you guys hear him? He's challenging you. So Toronto, Milton, Scarborough, Oakville, Mississauga, Kamal Raja wants to see you guys come out. So Friday, May 23rd, he's gonna be performing live with yours truly, Culture Shock, and a whole lot of others. It's gonna be crazy. Milton Mela, it's going to be mad because I'll tell you right now, we've got a special show planned, and I know for you, your first time here is going to be something special for you. Now, another question for you, I got to ask you this one. Is there someone you would like to work with in the future? Let's talk about the Western part of it. I know you mentioned Usher, so is Usher someone you'd like to work with, or is there someone else?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah?
Usher, of course, definitely. That's a big dream coming true. But you know what is, bro? I don't really have somebody I would work with except Usher. Usher, I'm a fan. I'm a groupie of Usher, but I don't really have somebody in my head, so I would say I've worked with Dr. Deuce. I was looking forward to work with him. I worked with him now. There was something between me and Sean Paul, and that's the only people I would work with. But in the Asian scene, to be honest, though, I, without Dr. Deuce, I don't have that much experience to know or to have a feeling like I would work with him and that would work. I really don't know that.
Okay, fair enough. Well, then then I'm going to get you to work with me soon, so don't you worry about that. We'll get
Inshallah,
you.
Bro, let's do that. Bro.
Yes, man, I would love to work with you. We'll get you some music. We'll do that stuff. But you're definitely an artist that I'm very interested in. Now I have to ask you this question. I just got to ask you a personal question, right? Did it hurt getting that many tattoos on your body?
Did it what?
Did it hurt getting all those tattoos on your body? Because you are inked up all over the place.
Bro, I'm going to be honest. I got ink everywhere, but the only two places when really got hurt was on my fingers and in my neck.
Okay. So, yeah, I've heard that neck is a really sensitive spot to get tattoos.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I know, when I do a tattoo, I eat Doritos. You know Doritos chips?
Yep.
I eat Doritos. And when I was doing that ink in my neck, I've maybe probably eaten like 4 or 5 packages of chips Doritos. It was hurtful, bro. I was crying almost.
But yeah, listen.
Bro, neck, I would. Yeah.
No pain, no gain, right? No pain, no gain.
That's
right?
True, bro. No pain, no gain, bro. So that's how we roll, bro.
That's exactly how we roll. You know what? Listen, I gotta big you up. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We're gonna be in contact soon because I'm definitely gonna be doing something with you. I want to definitely do something with you as an artist. You're definitely a talent. You've got a lot of good things going on. I'm looking forward to your show here, Friday, May 23rd, Milton Mela. And listen, and once again, people, I keep telling you, it's not like, you know, Kamal hit me up. I'm a fan. I appreciate what he does. So I hit him up. I said, yo, dude, I got to get you on the show. You said,
big love, bro.
Yeah,
big love.
Respect, brother. And people on Twitter hitting me up saying, Bubs, you got to get him on. So listen, I did it again. I got Kamal Raja on. I'm doing it again. I'm batting like 100. Anybody you guys want on, I get on. And he's now on for you. Now, Kamal, you've got your brand new single, Lose Control. I love this track. A lot of energy, a lot of fun. Did you produce this track or did someone help you with this one?
I made a beat myself, but I had help from the producer V.
Okay.
But most of the part I did myself.
Okay, wicked. So now this came out about 2 months back. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Correct. And now you have the video on YouTube and Vevo, correct?
Yes, true. The video got off from YouTube. There's something going on, but it's back on YouTube now.
It's back on YouTube. Okay, so what's the social media everybody can hit you up on? Where's your social media that everybody can get you up on?
Instagram at Kamal _ Raja, and the Twitter is the same name, at Kamal _ Raja. Facebook is Facebook like page, music, Kamal Raja Music. So that's the three things I have, man.
Okay, bro. Beautiful, man. So listen, this is Kamal Raja. He's been live on the show. We're going to play your brand new single, and I played it on the show, and I love it. It's a crazy tune. Can't wait to hear you live. I'm sure you're going to be just as fun live as you are on your singles. It's looking forward to it. And I want to see if you get more tattoos by the time you get to Toronto.
So let's see, bro. Let's see.
Okay, let me just one before we leave. Are you trying to get your whole body tattooed? Is that a goal of yours or no?
Not like exactly my whole body, but I just do it headway every time when I'm in a certain, you know, feeling or in a vibe, then I do it. But it's not like a goal to put my whole body full with ink.
Well, listen,
yeah,
the ladies love it, so I'll just tell you once again, as soon as I put you on that you're coming on tonight, yeah, it was berserk. So
I love it. Thank you for all the people are listening. A really big thanks, man.
No problem, brother. We'll talk to you soon. This is Kamal Raja. Right. We're gonna play his brand new single. Sit tight, brother. I'll talk to you in a minute. Here we go. Brand new Kamal Raja, Lose Control. Love this track. It's now playing on the Fix G98.7, The Way We Groove.
Baba Khan in the mix on the Fix. International. Khan in the mix on the Fix. Culture Shock Radio.